Next up on the Verizon Wireless guest line, we're now joined by O.C. Umenyora of the New York Giants here in the zone on XL 950. O.C., great to talk with you. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you guys for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about this road trip here from Virginia to Florida that you participated in.
Right. We drove the Audi Q7 down here. Wonderful truck, diesel powered. And basically what it is they pick like five people to drive from Virginia down to Miami. And the winner, whoever uses the least amount of fuel, whoever's the most fuel efficient, gets to donate a certain amount of money to charity. And I think we have this one in the bag. I think we won.
Now, this wasn't just any road trip. I heard that you had to go under 60 the entire way. Is that right?
55 miles an hour for like 18, 19 hours is what happened. And it was crazy. I can't even lie. But, I'm glad it's over. And it was for a good cause. We're trying to donate this money to Haiti. So hopefully we'll win.
Basically like road tripping with your grandma or something like that,
exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. Everybody was passing me by. I was getting so angry, but at the end of the day, man, you can't do anything about it.
O.C. Umenyora joins us. All the talk around our show here in Indianapolis this week has been about Dwight Freeney's ankle. As a fellow pass rusher yourself, O.C., how important do you feel your speed is, and how do you think that injury is going to affect Dwight because of that being an ankle injury?
You know what? I hope it doesn't affect him that much, but I know being the type of player I am and him being that same type of player, I think, you rely a lot tremendously on your speed, and he does have tremendous speed, and he has that inside move that he does, the inside spin move. And so I'm not quite sure he's going to be quite as effective because of the ankle injury. He's going to be limited somewhat by it, but his presence that just out there being on the football field, they're going to have to account for him. And, hopefully he'll be able to play, man. It'll be a shame if he doesn't.
A lot of our listeners remember Matias Kiwanuka, your pass rushing teammate there with the Giants. He's an Indianapolis kid, was a star at Cathedral High School here locally. Talk a little bit about his progression from his rookie year to where he's at right now, O.C.
Right. He's playing very, very good football, man. I love Kiwi. He's like a brother to me. I'm happy for him. I'm happy the way he's playing. I'm happy the way he's progressed. I think he's going to be a good defensive end for a number of years.
I know this was a frustrating season for you as well as just the Giants in general with the way that things finished. What are you trying to focus on this offseason, both individually and as a team, O.C.?
I think as a team, we just need to find a way to not let that debacle that happened last year happen again. I mean, we have entirely too much pride as a team, entirely too much pride as an organization to go out like that. So I think as a team, we need to find a way not to do that. Individually, I just have to become a better player. I think I'm entering the prime of my career right now. These next couple of years are very, very important for a player, and I think I'm entering my prime, so I have to find a way to harness everything and just put it all together and become a tremendous football player that I know I can be.
The former defensive coordinator Bill Sheridan took a lot of the blame from Giants fans, and he was let go. I know that you haven't talked to Coach Fuhl yet, but when you do, what do you hope he ends up doing as far as how he utilizes you on this defense?
Well, it's a good scheme that they run. It's a scheme that I like, and I truly enjoy watching teams that run that scheme because they let their ends just go, which is something that I feel like I'm gonna be very, very good at doing. So, hopefully, that's exactly what that will continue, when I get back there. But, that remains to be seen.
O.C. Umenyora of the Giants joins us. I've been watching the Giants for a long time, and I can't say that I've ever seen back-to-back performances like the way that the team finished this season. Does that really just kind of add into the frustration that now you have to sit for a couple of months and stew about what went on in those final two games, O.C.?
Man, it's the worst, and especially the type of person I am. It's hard for me to kind of let things go. So for me, I've just been sitting over there thinking about that the whole last half of the season, for the better part of my offseason so far. So it's been very frustrating, but we have to find a way to put that past and move forward from here.
Yesterday was the two-year anniversary of that Super Bowl win over the Patriots. Can you believe that it's been 2 years with all that you've been through?
Life is so crazy, man. Like, you just blink your eyes and 2-3 years have passed by. So I think it's been 2 years, but it seems like that just happened yesterday, actually.
Well, one of your teammates on that team was Plaxico Burress, and there's been some talk about him returning to the NFL. I don't know how often you get to talk to him, obviously, given his situation, but what are your thoughts on Plax and about how he was as a teammate and about his future?
Very, very good teammate, man. I love Plax. That's my boy. And I hate the way things happen for him. He made a critical mistake, but I don't think anybody should have to pay for that kind of mistake the way he has. And it's been unfortunate, but I think he has a good chance of coming back and playing. Obviously, he has that tall frame. He has great hands. He can be a possession receiver if he doesn't have the speed that he once had. But he can play in the NFL. I'm 100% sure of that, and he will play.
OCU Mignora joins us. As you know, OC, sometimes people in the media take things out of context or they piece things together and they make them say whatever they think will sell the story or grab the headlines. I saw some comments from you this week that basically were pitched as OCU Mignora is going to quit if he's not the number one starter on the depth chart for the Giants. And I know that that's not your attitude and that's not the case, but I wanted to give you a chance to kind of clarify some of those comments from earlier this week.
Well, I feel like, you know, I love the Giants. I love that organization, man. I've been there a quarter of my life, and I'd love to remain there and play. But obviously, man, the situation that happened last year is something that I'm not willing to revisit again. I don't think it's called for. And, you know, unfortunately it happened. And, you know, the team has done what they felt like was in their best interest. And I completely understand that. I'm an employee, and I have no too much saying that, but you know, I'm getting up there. You know, I'm going on my eighth year in the NFL. I really don't have much time for stuff like that anymore. I have to play, and I want to play. And if they're not willing to do that, then you know, obviously something has to give.
Well, you're a smart guy, and you're obviously a good talker, just like your former teammate Michael Strahan. Have you thought about getting into the sports radio business when it's all said and done?
Hopefully, I'll be able to do something like that, man. I really like it. I enjoy it. I think it's a good thing that you guys do. You provide a service for the NFL that's unparalleled. So it's something that I'll be looking to get into when I'm done playing.
Last thing, OC, is there a place where our listeners can go for more info on this fuel efficiency race?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the exact website is, but you can go to audi.com, I think, and everything will be up there.
That's OCU Mignora, star of the New York Giants, joining us here in the Zone on XL 950. OC, try to enjoy this offseason, and we hope that you get over the frustrations of what happened last year and growing up back east and being a Giants fan still to this day. I wish you better things here in the future.
I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. Thank you.